Hey, this is Paul Evans. We're about to start a series on productivity called Rule Your Results. In science, it's called cause and effect. Boy kicks the ball rolls. Exercise and eat less, we call that weight loss. You sell stuff, well, the result is you make money. Alabama college football team crushes whoever in the BCS championship. Everybody's happy. Well, almost everybody. When you know the outcome you want, the effect, and you ruthlessly pound your plan, the cause, you are ruling your results. So we're going to look at five laws that literally can change your life. They will change your business as well, and they will change everything and everyone around you if you'll simply apply it. So here is the first law that we'll cover in this podcast. Rule your results. Law number one, control your time, control your destiny. Become compulsive about time. You're not getting it back. It's finite, and none of us knows how much of it we have. One person may have 60 or more years, another 60 more seconds. You can't accurately value time because the amount is unknown and unique to each person. What we can do is control the time that we do have in the moment. For example, my son Steven, he controls his time. He knows exactly how long he'll play a video game before starting homework. He knows how long his homework will take. He knows when he will do both. Rarely does he miss his mental numbers. It's strange, but it's also fun. And the kid's an athlete, which makes his time obsession a little bit odd. But maybe he got that from me because I am definitely time irrational. Controlling your time allows you to get more done faster and more accurately. For example, as I wrote this originally, it was 5:38 a.m. on a Saturday, December 29th, 2011. So, yep, this is a recast. I began the whole article writing process at 5:30. I was done by 6 a.m. and headed to the donut plant in New York City, where I was on vacation, because I'd never been there, and I knew I was headed home that afternoon. So right then, in that moment, I was controlling time. Right now, I'm controlling time. I'm controlling destiny. In the short term, this podcast, if you apply it, will definitely help you right out of the gate. And in the long term, the cumulative effect is a changed or transformed life. In the long term, it's helped me grow my business, which has meant more income, and it's meant helping more orphans. So how do you control your time? First of all, what amount of your time is fixed? Someone else controls it. Someone else commands it. Write down how much time of the week that you have no influence on. It's already planned for you. Secondly, everything that remains is flow time. You control the flow of it. You determine what to do with it. You decide how to use it. And flow is where people waste the most time because they usually don't control it at all. They're haphazard. Instead, become decisive about time. If you have 60 minutes a day to devote to your online business or to your physical fitness, then devote it. Don't allow anything to interfere. Be relentless and have no excuses. Average people kiss even their flow time goodbye. They spend their time surfing the internet, on forums with people who really have no clue but like to act like they do. They'll maybe tweet their life away 140 characters at a time or spend a lot of time just on Facebook, just browsing. So we've got to get time conscious and time focused. Become acutely aware of when and what you do and then shape it, mold it like Michelangelo. What I'd encourage you to do is to get out a planner that shows you one complete week, starting at like 5 a.m. and running to midnight. You know, what that just about hits everybody's schedule. And if you would, write down every single thing that you do, without judgment, everything you do. And then what you're going to find out is the time in which you have that is fixed and the time that you have that is flow. And then you can begin to shape it. Like most people, if they're working 8 to 5, well, that's just fixed time, period. But what about 5 to 6 a.m.? Or what about 10 to 11 p.m.? So you can start shaping your time when you realize exactly what is fixed and what is flow. Now, what I don't encourage you to do is just sit around and think about it. You need to journal it and find out the actual number. Otherwise, you'll guess and you'll say stuff like, I'm just busy all the time. But if you journal it, you'll find out you're not busy all the time and you've got some flow time to control and make your life better. Until next time, this is Paul Evans, paulbevans.com. Visit me there. Sign up for my newsletter. Until next time, As always, success is not an accident. Be blessed.